Yes, that was brand new JT, sounding exactly like his old stuff. I do love a bit of his old stuff. Senorita is one of my personal favourites. So yes, if you've just joined us on Suzy 103.4, we are live at East Fish, the Heavy Horse Show, which is filled with lots of food, lots of dogs, and of course horses. It's lovely if you can get down here today. We would recommend it. And as I mentioned earlier, Annie was walking around and she did catch up with Molly Langley about her Shire horse. So this is what happened earlier.
I'm joined by Molly Langley. Molly, this is a spectacular horse. Tell me something about it. This is a Shire horse?
Yes, she's a Shire. She's 3 years old. She's done very well this year, actually. She's qualified for Shire Horse of the Year. We did that down in Devon. She's come all the way from Devon up here. And yeah, she's local to here. She's only based in West Stream.
She's huge. How big is she?
She's about 18 hands, I would say.
18 hands. And you've come from Westrum?
Yeah, Westrum, not far.
Haven't come from far.
No.
And how many shows are you doing a year?
Between sort of 15 and 20.
15 to 20. And just tell me how you prepare for something like this.
Well, it all starts at home back in the winter, really. Like, she's on 4 feeds a day. Her feed is very important for like the coat and getting everything ready. Her legs are oiled, and then you're looking at about 2 hours to bath her out the day before the show, and then 2 hours to get her ready on the day of the show.
And your helper is putting some sort of powder onto her feathers.
Yeah,
tell me something about that.
That's French talc, so it just whitens them, fluffs them out a bit, makes them nice and soft, just completes the picture basically.
And what category is she going to be entering today then?
She's going in the 3-year-old filly class. So she'll be up against the same age, and then all being well, if she does well, there's a championship, but fingers crossed for that.
How has she done in the past?
She's done very well, yeah, she's one of my best ones.
She's absolutely gorgeous, all the very best with it.
Thank you.
So that sounded like a lovely interview. She went into the 3-year-old category. So how did that go for her? Do you know?
I tell you what, yes, I caught up with her just about half an hour ago, and apparently she came first.
Oh, brilliant news.
I have to say, she was an absolutely gorgeous filly. She was so shiny, polished. You could see your face in her. She was just absolutely wonderful. So she's going to go on to the championship now. So good luck.
Yeah, definitely good luck. Such a good win. And it's such a nice day here as well. The weather is keeping up. It's not raining, and there is the odd bit of sun peeping through the clouds. So yeah, if there is nothing else that you've got on today, definitely get down here, maybe put on a pair of wellies because it is a little bit muddy on the ground. We are going to keep the music coming. In the background you can hear Ed Sheeran. This is Sing on Suzy. Okay, so I am walking around the grounds of the Heavy Horse Show, and I have come across a lovely couple who are sitting on some very nice deck chairs observing the Heavy Horse Show. It's Joan and, oh my gosh, John. My memory has completely gone. That is the second time this has happened today. It's not good. So this lovely couple have been here all weekend, and they have got a display camper van. So John, tell me a bit more about what you've been doing this weekend.
We're on display with our classic camper van, trying to promote our classic camper club. And we're really having a great weekend here.
It has been great weather. What would you say your favourite part has been, Joan? Can I ask you?
Horses. Watching the horses, we really enjoyed it. Listening to the commentary on the different breeds, it's been really interesting. And we've walked around.
And so, this is very interesting to see these type of horses working.
They are absolutely gorgeous. And what else have you got planned for today? Are you just going to sit and relax for the rest of the day?
Yes, just chill out and relax. I'm full of cold, so I don't really feel up to a lot.
Have an ice cream and relax, because I know that's lined up for me. There's an ice cream van right next to us. So I will be walking around. If you are here at the horse show, come and say hello if you can find me. I'm walking around with headphones and a nice blue microphone. I look a bit lost. You know, this is the first time I've ever walked around with these headphones and been able to talk back to a transmitter. Or, of course, you can go to the Suzy Radio little home. We're situated just to the right of the main ground where the horses are doing their lovely show now. Come and say hello, tell us what you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. I may venture back in a minute. I feel like, Annie, you look like you're missing me there.
I am. I'm going to have to go and do a walkabout because I'm jealous now.
Yeah, it's nice. And it's nice.
Not to steal your thunder or anything.
It's nice weather. I can't get over how lovely and almost humid it is. I don't think I need this coat
very much. It's gorgeous. It's really lovely. Just perfect weather.
Indeed it is. So we'll carry on playing the music for you today, but I will keep trying to find people and giving you little insights of why you should get down here on this fine Sunday afternoon if you've got nothing else planned.
I've accosted this couple with a Rottweiler, which looks really quite scary, but actually she's a piece of cake, really, isn't she?
Yeah, he's a he. No, he's very soppy. He loves other dogs. Wants to meet them, but they're not always so keen to meet him, really. But yeah.
How long have you had this lovely dog?
So we got him at 7 months old, and he's four now. So we took him on as a rescue.
I was going to say he's a rescue. So what made you take on a rescue dog?
I think more people should take on rescue dogs. We have a family who've always taken on new puppies and paid for them. We think there's so many dogs that, you know, we rescued the last one we had, so we just wish more people would do it.
What's different about taking on a rescue dog as opposed to a little puppy that you buy?
I think you do have to know the dog slightly. Just get to know them when you go to the kennel and get to know what they're about. But you can still train them as long as, you know, they're willing to learn. Most dogs are.
And what sort of walking does this dog need?
Normally twice a day. I mean, he weighs 73 kilos, so he wears himself out fairly quickly, but he is quite fast.
I tell you what, I've just noticed up there there's have-a-go agility. What do you reckon? Are you going to go for it?
Well, he's so interested in other dogs. I'd like to think he could do it. He can jump on a hay bale quite easily from the ground, but he would just be interested in the other dogs.
He might get stuck in some of the implements that are there, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me. Back to Sophie. What are you up to, Sophie?
I was so taken in by that conversation. I do think rescue dogs are such a good thing. Of course, Chrissy from Susie does do that as well. And dogs are just so lovely. They really lighten up your life. My little Phoebe, she is the best thing. So I do think rescue dogs is something we should do. And down here I am walking past all the stalls, and I have just come to a stall where they sell an array of things for your dog. So if you are down here today, if you head towards the entrance, there's a nice stall where you've got dog beds, dog leads, dog toys, fantastic, everything you could ever want for your dog. So all great. I cannot believe how nice it is. It is getting a little bit hotter.
It definitely is, Sophie. It is. It's definitely the place to be, isn't it?
It is.
I can pronounce it properly now. I've written it down.
I was also going to say, I am so happy you came out of that song, because I completely forgot who sung it as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
So that was a nice relief.
You let me have the mistake.
Well, luckily in my notepad, I do have the next song down, but it's a bit of a tongue twister, so we need to bear with me here. Coming up next on Susie 103.4 is Dawn. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Sophie, you're so professional.
Got it in one.
So professional.
Fantastic, or what? We are, of course, at the Heavy Horse Show in East Bish. And if you're not here, why are you not here? Get yourselves out, put on some wellies, and get yourselves down here. I'm currently looking at four gorgeous horses. Annie, whereabouts are you?
I tell you where I am. I'm with Anne Harris, who's got the most gorgeous Shire horse. She's a
Belgian
great...
draft.
Oh, it's a Belgian draft. I must get it right. Sorry, Anne. A Belgian draft. And she is absolutely... She's actually leaving a present, actually, as I'm talking to you. I won't detail what that is, but it doesn't matter. She's an absolutely glorious specimen. And tell me a little bit about this horse.
Well, she's a Belgian draft horse, 10 years old, and she's waiting to go in the ring in the any other breeds class.
Okay, what does that mean, any other breeds?
Well, we're mainly Shires here, but there are some other breeds, some Percherons, Suffolks, Clydesdales, things like that. But she's the only Belgian draft.
And she is so stunning. She's a real bespoke specimen, I have to say. I'm just going to walk round and just describe what she's like. She's got black feathers. She's got this lovely mottled, sort of apple-y behind, so to speak. I don't know if I should describe a lady as having an apple behind, but hey-ho, I've just done that. You're on Susie Radio. Who cares? And she's so, so gorgeous. How did you prepare for this?
Well, there was a lot of bathing involved and a lot of brushing and other stuff. And a lot of practice.
I had a little stroke of her earlier on, and she decided she liked having her chest stroked, didn't she? She was giving me all sorts of lovely little looks and sighs and that kind of stuff. And she smells gorgeous. She looks like she's been at a spa and smells like it, certainly.
I did have some LV drops on her mane for us.
Well, I'm sure she's very precious to you. Anne Harris, good luck with the category, and let us know what happens. Okay, over to you, Sophie. What are you up to?
I am walking around having a look at the horses and introducing myself to all the gorgeous dogs that are around here. I've just met a Rottweiler. I don't think it was the one that you met earlier, but he is gorgeous. 6 years old, huge, such a lovely temperament. And it is just such a lovely day. I'm just taking in the atmosphere. We've got families, picnics, there's a lot of cocktails, sausages, some squash, loads of families. Really, really lovely atmosphere down here today. So it's such a nice place to be on a Sunday. I feel like it's a good warm-up to next weekend, because of course next weekend is the bank holiday, so this is like a bank holiday and then we're gonna have a bank holiday to follow. It's just such a lovely weekend, and if you're not down here, I know we've said it, get down here soon. Annie did join us today, and she did go out this morning and did a few interviews, so we're gonna play you one that she got this morning, and this was her talking to the Countryside Restoration Trust.
I'm here with Bob Felton from the Countryside Restoration Trust. Your mantra, the Countryside Restoration Trust, it's the UK's leading charity promoting wildlife-friendly farming and campaigning for a living, working countryside. Why do you believe, Bob, that wildlife is so important to good farming?
Well, we're trying to keep the balance and prevent the decline in wildlife that has happened over the years. And by sticking to more traditional methods, and we need all the species to be maintained for the future.
Often when you go out for a walk, you see hedgerows that have been cleared, which looks very nice for walkers, dog walkers and the like. But what impact does that have on wildlife?
That reduces the habitat for wildlife quite considerably. And where we are, we're actually planting more hedgerows, and we've gone into a scheme of stewardship where we're cutting each hedge every 3 years, which gives the nesting birds more time to establish and gives them much more cover.
And what implementations have you made on your farm to help out?
Well, I've only been there 2 years. I'm a tenant of the trust. Since we've been there, we've planted over 200 metres of hedge, and we've gone into the stewardship where we're going into this long-term hedge cutting scheme. We have wildflower meadows, which are very important in maintaining rare species of flowers, and we're enhancing those. We put them into stewardship so that we don't use fertilizer on those fields, so the actual native species increase. And what else are we doing? We've got an ancient furnace on the farm, and we've just cleared all the wood off that so the trees don't damage what's left of the old ironworks, which dates back to 1620. So the trust is very much about sustainable farming, and it's 230 acres that I've got on the edge of Ashdown Forest. 80 acres of that is wood, and to sort of make it sustainable, I manage the woods and then have a wood burning boiler that heats the house and the cottage.
And how much manpower does it take to implement all these different things, Bob?
Well, at the moment, as it's all a very new venture and margins are tight, it's just myself and my partner, and my partner also works full-time in the local hospital.
Well, I tell you what, put your feet up today, enjoy the day, and good luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, me and Neil have swapped places. I am now behind the desk, so if the radio goes completely wrong from now, it is on my back. And I have a Scotch egg in front of me, so my attention is...
You haven't just got it in front of you.
I'm eating it.
You're eating it.
It's fantastic. If you are down here, you need to get to that Scotch egg stand. Neil, where are you? Tell me where you've got to.
I am out and about, actually, Sophie. Yes, I've heard about your Scotch egg. I stood outside because it's made me hungry. But I thought you may like some dip with your Scotch egg. And I've come over to speak to Jane from the Chilli Jam Factory. Hi.
Hello.
Tell us about your chilli jam.
There's a variety. They go from the sweet with a slight kick right the way up to stupidly, stupidly hot with a couple in the middle.
Now, what do you mean by stupidly, stupidly hot?
We call it the man jam.
The man jam.
Because it was men wanted it that hot.
I'm going to stay with the wimp side, I think.
I was just about to say.
Well, it is the middle, so everything down that end isn't too hot down that way.
Can we try some? Let's try some. So
The sweet with the slight kick, the original.
The sweet with a light kick, the original. Ooh, let's grab a little piece of biscuit.
From the Susie Hub, we're actually watching this.
We are.
Happen.
With bated breath. We want you to bring something back for us.
It's with jealousy we're watching this.
We demand in our contract that we have presents in the form of chilli jam.
I am going for it now. All right, this is the original sweet.
Both the man jam.
Mmm. Ow. It's burning.
Do we need to call an ambulance?
No, if that is burning, we don't want to know what the man jam would do. That would be painful.
I will boil. Be on the boil, I think.
And the best part about this is right now there is a tractor just driving past the chili jam site. It's bright pink as well. It's beautiful.
From the jam stand, the chilies and everything else, they've got lovely mango chutneys here. Indian lime pickles. Bengal chutney.
Oh, Neil, we like presents. Just saying.
You want a present?
Just saying.
That does sound like something I'd want to try.
You're being cheeky over there.
We might have to swap places again in a second. It's got a little bit loud and a little bit tractory here today. We are joined with a load of tractors.
It's surround sound, actually.
We are surrounded by them. Neil is outside seeing if he can jump on one of those tractors.
Well, he's jumping up with joy, I can see that.
Tractors everywhere. There's absolutely loads of tractors. I've got a County 1164 next to me, driven by Paul. Good afternoon, Paul.
Afternoon.
Just there was a quick chat about your tractor. They're all passing the buck. Come on, sir. He's gone shy on us now. Bit Mike's. You got your young son up with you. What's your name?
Robbie.
Hi, you like being up there?
Yeah, it's alright.
What do you like about tractors?
Just the old ones, they're fashionable.
Fashionable?
Yep.
What makes you say that?
I just like them. Just better than everything else, I think.
So there's some young lads that like fast cars, but you like tractors?
Yep.
I've never heard that one before, Sophie.
Neither do I. Do you know, I was just sitting in the studio thinking of how cool that little boy is. In my childhood, I never peaked those levels of coolness. He's just sitting there on the back of a tractor, waiting to display to the whole of the Heavy Horse Show. Give him a big hello from me. I don't think he can hear me over there.
Sophie says hello.
Tell him to give me a wave.
Sophie says hello.
Hello.
Hello, Robbie. Oh, look at that. As I said, it's just such a nice atmosphere down here with all the families. Neil, are you going to try and get on the back of a tractor at some point today?
I could go on a pink tractor. It's towing a rather pink trailer.
I think that's the Katie Price one.
I am loving that pink tractor. Absolutely loving it.
It's the Love You Kira charity tractor.
We are currently sitting on the back of a tractor.
We are, but do you know what? It looks very bijou in here. It's very Cath Kidston,
I think. It is a gorgeous tractor.
It's very flowering gorgeous.
To describe it to you, if obviously you can't see it, it's bright pink, and inside the interior of these seats is pink flowers. It is a very Cath Kidston
design. It is.
And it's very comfortable as well. So we are going to stay on this tractor while it's doing its display. Apparently it's going to be a little bit bumpy, so it could be quite a funny listen. I would definitely stay tuned in for that one.
Well, it's usually a rocky ride with us too, anyway.
Exactly. Forgetting the names of songs, eating scotch eggs live on air. There's no guessing what is going to happen for the rest of this OB. And it's gone super quick. Unfortunately, we are only live here for the next 50 minutes. So if you are here or you're on your way down, quickly Zoom to us. Say hello, get a little mention on air. If not, this is open till 5.
And if you see a pink tractor, then give us a wave.
Give us a wave. We're on it. It will be fantastic for you to see, and it will be lovely for us to give you a wave back. On the showground at the moment that we're looking at, there is several gorgeous horses all lined up having a little walk around, and a lovely ice cream van. We are still on the back of this beautiful pink tractor awaiting our time to drive round into the showground. So while we're waiting, Annie, tell me what you've been up to today.
So I do like to chat to people and pretend it's all work. You know, sometimes I just chat to them and it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I'm just a nosy person. So with that in mind, this morning I was actually officially asked to go and chat to some people, and I spoke to Rupert's sister earlier on, and he's got this beautiful Shire horse whose name I don't remember, but I asked him, how on earth do you control such a large animal? Hello, sir. What's your name? Why are you here?
My name, Rupert's sister. I'm here with a horse to show.
and also as a sponsor of a class.
I tell you what sort of horse is this? He looks quite large. Hello there, he wants to have a word, doesn't he?
He's a Shire.
He's a pure Shire horse. He's a Shire horse. Now, I've read that Monty Roberts says that whoever controls the horse's feet actually controls a relationship. He's a horse whisperer. Do you agree with that? How do you keep in control of such a huge animal?
Practice and remaining calm.
And what sort of temperament does a Shire have?
Usually, they're reasonably placid, usually. This is, unfortunately, a rather nervous example of a Shire horse.
And how do you calm them down?
Trying to remain calm yourself.
Yes. So it's good breathing technique, is it?
Horses pick up on your mood very readily. You can stay calm, you encourage them to be calm.
And speaking of being calm, when is he going into the show ring?
Within the next 20 minutes, that's all I know. I'm not quite sure. Waiting to be called.
All the best with it. Thanks for joining us.
My favourite part of that interview was where he said horses can pick up on your emotions, when right at the start, the horse neighed in your face.
He did.
Brilliant.
It makes good radio, doesn't it?
It does indeed. The horse wanted to get his input in that interview.
I'm not quite sure how he did, but we'll try and catch up with him later on just to find out how Rupert's sister did.
We'll definitely have to try and get some news from him. The engines have fired up. It's quite a strange experience. I'm really excited for this to start moving.
Actually, before we do start, I must actually say a very big congratulations to Polly Langdon, who's won with, guess what the name of the horse was?
Annie.
Well done to Annie. She's a gorgeous, gorgeous horse. Very big congratulations to Polly.
This is one of the oddest experiences I think I've ever gone through.
What, being with me, love?
Being in the back of a tractor. It is very odd indeed. We are just slowly bopping round the grounds. Give us a wave if you're listening. It's not as jolty as I thought it would be originally. I'm a bit worried about turning this corner because we're quite a large vehicle.
I thought you said we were quite large.
They've got some heavy bodies in the back of their tractor.
I'm helping to weigh down the right-hand side.
I'm helping to weigh down the left side. So together we're hopefully balancing the tractor out.
We can't be missed, actually, Sophie, because we're in this huge pink tractor.
Exactly. And we've got a nice string of tractors behind us as well.
And we have actually got company here. What's your name?
Sorry?
What's your name?
Noreen.
And what are you doing on here? We've hijacked a lift on here, but what are you doing on here?
My daughter's driving the tractor.
And what's your daughter's name?
Donna.
And what's your name?
Tavia.
Octavia.
Octavia.
Tavia. Hello, Tavia. And who's this little shy person who's turning?
Talia.
Talia. So tell me, what do you do? Do you go around the country and display these tractors? What do you do?
And this particular tractor has been on a 700-mile road trip for Brain Tumour Trust.
Really? So what gave you, what was the idea behind it?
Family's little girl died. And so the whole family went on the 700-mile trip.
And tell me about the history of this huge, pink, beautiful thing that's being driven by your gorgeous daughter.
For the brain tumour.
And that was the whole idea for having it in the first place. How did you actually set it up?
I didn't, my daughter did.
How did your daughter set it up?
Oh, I don't know, you'll have to ask her. I'm just a passenger.
You're just a passenger and a very lovely, very glamorous one. I thought I was sitting with Joan Collins for a minute. Very, very glamorous, very glamorous. Well, we're happy to be here. Thank you so much for letting us sit on board. Would you like to say hello, little one? She's saying hello with her eyelashes. What about you? Is it enjoyable for you coming along?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, we've just started zooming a little bit. We're picking up speed. There's people to the right of us eating burgers. I'm a little bit jealous of them.
It's actually great fun doing this.
It is quite a lot of fun.
I feel a bit queen-like.
Yeah, so do I.
Yes.
I don't know. Oh,
what about
we're all lining up.
What about our young companions? You fancy giving a wave to everyone from Susie? Yeah, go on, go for it. I'm sitting next to a very dapper chap called Shay. Now, I feel quite grubby, actually, in my little hoodie. He looks a bit like a glamorous pop star. What on earth are you doing on this wonderful tractor, Shane?
Well, we built the pink tractor last year. I built it for a fundraising cause that we help support, which is called Love You, Kira. which fundraises for a brain tumour research and awareness in children. And last August we took the pink tractor along with another blue tractor, which are both 1950s Fordson tractors. We drove them 700 miles over a period of 3 weeks to raise money for the charity that we support.
And why this charity in particular, Kira?
A friend of ours, very good family friend of ours, with young Kira. She was diagnosed with a brain tumour and sadly she died at the age of two. All our children are of similar ages, they all sort of grew up together and everything, and they as a family decided to set up Love You Kira as a fundraiser for brain tumour research and awareness, and we wanted to do something as a family to help, but we don't do running, cycling or anything like that, but we've got tractors, so I thought we'll do a tractor, we'll paint it pink and we'll go on an epic road trip.
And a tractor is something that are involved in your family, is that part of your business?
It's part of my, our family, we're vintage vehicle enthusiasts, tractor enthusiasts. We've got quite a large collection of vintage tractors and stuff, and we enjoy driving and showing them and using them, yeah.
And brain research and brain tumours is a very emotive subject. How has it touched your family? How emotionally affected have you been by this experience?
Well, close friends of ours lost their daughter. It's, you can't imagine the sort of pain that they go through. And, you know, we're very blessed with healthy children. And we just wanted to do our bit to help, really. We raised nearly £7,000 last year. We are still taking donations and we're actually going to try and plan another road trip for next year.
And how much involvement will you have, and how much time will it take you to put everything together and organise it all as a family?
Oh, it took almost all of last year to build the pink tractor, another blue tractor. I built a shepherd's hut to take. I've also got a showman's caravan that we tow behind the tractors. It takes up lots of time, but we enjoy that side of it.
And what sort of target figure are you looking to raise for this?
We don't have a target, really. It's just a case of whatever we can get. Every little helps, really.
Life does change after an experience like this, even if it's not directly close to you. It's friends and family that are affected, and we wish them all the very best. Thank you very, very much for talking to me.
We are zooming round to the ground in the back of this beautiful pink tractor, and we've only got 10 minutes left, so I'm going to squeeze in one more interview. Yes, Annie has done a lot today, and this one is when she went and spoke to the Retired Greyhound Trust.
I'm here with Cheryl Miller from the Retired Greyhound Trust, is that right?
That's right, hello.
What are you here for? Hi Cheryl.
We're actually here to promote greyhounds as pets.
Now, I've heard that greyhounds, when they actually retire, it's very difficult to rehome them. Are they difficult pets to rehome?
Actually, totally the opposite. They're very, very easy to rehome.
And what about cats? Because I've also heard that they're not that fond of cats. What are they like with them?
That's actually a fallacy. They're like any dog. Some are good with cats, some aren't, like any breed.
And what sort of temperament has a greyhound got? What makes it such a good pet?
Greyhounds are very soft, they're very gentle, they're very placid, so that actually makes them suitable for all ages, from young children right up to the elderly.
And do they need lots of exercise?
Absolutely not. Greyhounds are your original 40 mile an hour couch potato.
So to sum up, why should someone rehome a greyhound?
Because they're very, very deserving. They've worked hard for a very short time, and then they have 10 years good retirement ahead of them, and they really deserve a good home.
Well, all the best in getting some recruits here today. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
That was Cheryl Miller from the Retired Greyhound Trust. And just to let you know, do go and say hello to them. They are tucked away at the far right-hand corner end, and they do fantastic work rehoming greyhounds. They are a very deserving cause. So please do go and have a chat with them. Go and adopt a greyhound. If you're looking for a new pet, they make fantastic pets.
And they do sound like the perfect dog. I do like the sound of a couch potato.
They're very loving as well.
It sounds like my kind of dog.
They're very loving, and they like Scotch eggs probably.
Yeah, probably,
yeah,
do. We'd have a right old bull sitting on the couch eating a Scotch egg.
Do go and check them out though.